We have the manager of the Blue Jays, Cito Gaston. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great, Coach. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Looking back over your baseball career, you started in 1964. It's embarking on five decades of baseball. What has been the key to your longevity in this game?
Well, you know what? I guess a lot of luck, too. Being in the right place, right time, but it's been a great time for me. You know, it's not too often as a kid you grow up and you want to play Major League Baseball and you end up playing Major League Baseball. Never thought about being a coach or a manager, and all those things happen too. So it's been a great life for me.
And looking back over it, I mean, what are some of your highlights? Who are some of the players that influenced you?
Oh, I got to go first to my ex, Romeo, and I would like to say Mr. Hank Aaron, who I was fortunate enough to. I mean, that's why I've been so fortunate in this game. I was fortunate enough to room with my idol, man. How many times you gonna have a chance to room with your idol? And he's also responsible for getting me back in the game when I was when I finished my career as a player. He got me back in as a coach in the Braves organization. He was farm director, and he asked me three times before I said yes. And every time he asked me, he never said come work for me. He said come work with me. And I owe Hank Aaron a lot in my career. And I mean, it's pretty amazing to, as I said, the room with Jai.
And how much have the game changed today? I mean, you started your professional baseball career in 1964. How much has the game changed?
Well, it's changed quite a bit as far as not the way they play the game. It's still played the way you. It's not much that has changed. The more you have a DH now, and of course some rules have changed as far as the All-Star. You know, they're going to carry a couple of extra guys, and they also go designate a guy just in case someone gets hurt, so they don't have that incident that happened before that they ran out of players, which is quite embarrassing. People change in your life and your business, and they change in my business. Of course people change, guys. You know, there was a time guys hung together a little bit more, and you know, there's guys that has their little groups that they hang together. But that's in every walk of life.
And you've been in baseball for all these years, and you're as a player, now as a manager. What are some of the transitions you had to deal with being a player and now being a manager?
Well, you know what? As a player, you pretty much look after yourself, even though everybody thinks that, we know that it's a team sport, but if you really look at the game of baseball, it's played as a team sport, but it's also an individual sport. No one helps you run, no one helps you throw, no one helps you hit or pitch. As a manager, you have to look out for everyone. I mean, I look out for pitchers, hitters, coaches, families, my bosses. So you got a lot of responsibility. I can remember when I first started managing, and I was just interim manager, and I just turned around on the plane one day and looked back and said, you know what? I'm responsible for all these people back here. So it's quite a responsibility. You know that, Coach. You know that. And so it's not so much as looking out for yourself. Now you have a lot of other people to look out for.
And, you know, I coach college baseball. I scouted for five major league teams. And you took me back being a coach. You had to be mama, daddy, big brother. And believe it or not, even on the major league level, it's still the same.
Absolutely. It's no different. It's no different. You really do. You have to be those things. And, you know, it's just part of your job. And certainly if you want to win and if you want to get the job done properly, then you do those sort of things.
Now let's take a moment and talk about Cito Gaston's legacy in this game. You're one of, I think, less than five managers that have managed over 1,000 games with the same team, two World Series. How do you want this game to remember you?
I just want to remember me as being a fair person, you know, respect of other people. And certainly, you know, if you give respect, you get respect. People that ask for respect that don't give it, I think they're a little bit silly. So I just want people to remember me as, you know, Cito might have been tough at times, but fair. And, you know, no more than being a decent guy, you know, not so much as what I've done and what I've won. I think all that's going to probably come up after I'm dead, you know. As far as people looking at me as being just a decent guy in the game.
And just this last question. Now, we normally take the major leaguers back when they first made it to the big leagues, but we're going to go a different route with you for those youngsters watching the show. Take us back to your most embarrassing moment in the major leagues.
Most embarrassing moment in the major leagues is probably overrunning the Larry Boers line drive and hit to me in center field in San Diego, which I misjudged, and he got inside the park home run. And, you know, but one thing you learn from that is I was asked so many times what happened on that play. And I said, you know what, I just messed it up. That's all. because I had a manager, Preston Gomez, who, God bless his soul, is not around anymore, that always taught me, Cito, just tell the truth and people will leave you alone. It will set you free. And I believe in that.
Coach, take you behind the scene with Cito Gaston, and we're going to come back in the future and get some of them Hank Aaron stories from him.
All right, Coach.
Appreciate
right,
it.
Buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Your company can become a sponsor of the show. Connect your brand with a sports media platform built around baseball, athletes, coaches, families, leadership, mentorship, and community. Sponsorship opportunities are now available. Email TV at memaiden.com.